This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
According to this from Dave Biddle of Bucknuts.com, Harbaugh brought up Al Washington by name and mentioned a picture that surfaced with Washington working out with some of the Buckeyes linebackers, saying that Ohio State was violating the rules by having on-field instruction drills, which aren't permitted until tomorrow. Dave fired back, "Hey, how about you worry about your team and I'll worry about mine?" Got hot. Day, I guess, according to this report, later on said that the conference better have a mercy rule or the Buckeyes are going to hang 100 on the Michigan Wolverines. Talk about that as everything else going on in college football. We welcome in Dennis Dodd, CBSSports.com, national college football writer. Follow him on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Dennis, good morning, friend.
How are you guys? I'm good.
Doing very good.
Can I jump in here and ask Dennis something very quickly?
Okay.
Dennis, big fan of your work, although we got in an argument about Jim Tressel years ago, but I buried the hatchet because you're so good at what you do. I have to ask you something right off the bat. When you report on something in college football and whether or not there could be bad news coming up, does that mean you're rooting against football? Because there's this new opinion out there by Clay Travis's of the world, the Kyle Brandt's of the world, Dave Biddle yesterday, that any news about college football that could be considered reporting is now the equivalent of writers rooting against college football. Your thoughts?
Two thoughts. Why would I root against my own job? And it's really hard for me to break down the Georgia quarterback situation right now. It's just not probably proper or the news. I'll leave it at that.
Dennis Dodd joining us on the show. Lima, go right on ahead. Ask away.
Well, hey, the Ohio State-Michigan stuff got fun yesterday. So we know when the game is going to be played. I guess there was a conference call that was just between the coaches, and it got a little testy. I love it because on the field it's not much of a rivalry these days. But I've always thought Harbaugh was great for the rivalry, and to see Ryan Day pick up where Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel left off, that's got to be fun for the rivalry, right?
Jim Harbaugh is great for the rivalry. He's not great on the day of the rivalry. Is that fair?
Ooh, that's very good.
No, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see it. You're the first I've heard of it. I would give anything just to get to October 24th and play that game right now. So, yeah, let's go Bucks and Wolverines.
Let me ask you this. Give me a percentage. What's the chance we see big-time college football this year?
I defer when I'm asked that. I just say all I think is going to happen is there's going to be some football games. I don't know when they'll start. I don't know if they'll be interrupted. I don't know if there'll be championships. I don't know if the season will be completed. But I believe we'll get to the point where we're playing games. Anything else is just, for me to put a percentage on it, is just kind of foolish. I mean, the SEC is starting September 26th because their health professionals have told them there's going to be a spike around Labor Day. That's why they're starting so late. Wow. So, I mean, and that's more, it's a month and a half away. So I'm done with percentages. I did that earlier in the summer when it looked like there was a chance. Now I'm just saying maybe there'll be some football games.
Dennis Dodd joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. What else is concerning, I'd have to say, is like there is a bit of a system of checks and balances within professional sports and college football. I don't know. It seems to be one day is a different from another one with Colorado State. We've heard of other schools and other players saying that they were upset about how they're handling it. Like there does seem to be some coercion in college football from what we're seeing, Dennis?
Well, I wouldn't call it coercion. I think the athletes have found a voice, and it's taken the combination of health concerns over the pandemic and frankly, Black Lives Matter. When the sport is 45% at least African American, and a lot of the success and money you see flowing around is built on the backs of those players. So I have a story posting today, a parent of a player saying it was the imperfect storm. That's why they're speaking out. That's why you saw yesterday the NCAA and that Board of Governors release actually acquiesced to two of the Pac-12 demands on Sunday. One was for, I'm trying to remember what they were now. No more waivers. Those stupid waivers the players had to sign. And any COVID-related medical costs have to be incurred by the school. It's shocking to me that they weren't until that came out. But, this is going to be the new normal, guys. Coaches, we're going to have to deal with this. When NIL comes in, they're going to have to sit across the desk from a marketing agent and hear complaints about playing time. I mean, it is what it is.
Dennis Dodd sharing his perspective on college football here on the hotline. Did you think spring football ever was going to make sense for Power 5? Do you think it makes sense for the Group of Five, any of the other divisions?
It's still out there. I mean, people keep saying it's the last resort. Well, duh. You know, you can't play any further than spring football and still have a 2020 season. So, yeah, as distasteful it is to the stakeholders, I had somebody text me with a great perspective. If they play in the spring, the presidents are scared witless about this further empowering the players to unionize. Hey, what are you doing playing two seasons in one calendar year? Again, when we're not compensated or at least putting our bodies on the line for this, that's going to have to be addressed. I think there's a huge issue with TV rights. These networks, whether CBS, ESPN, Fox, didn't pay to go to the spring head-to-head on any given Saturday with five major sports, college basketball, NHL, golf, baseball, NBA. If that's going to be on any given Saturday, you start playing football in the spring, that's going to require a really big renegotiation of those rights.
Well, it's a good point. I'm wondering what it would take for the model that we have right now to completely get blown up. You're talking about the unionizing. We saw Northwestern attempt to do it a few years ago,
yeah.
And you saw how much resentment that was met with. What would it take? Because you're right. This is the first time, and I think social media is a big part of it, that these players can all get together and start to try to use their leverage. I've never seen anything like it. How far can it really go?
As far as the players or a breakaway?
Yeah, because they're only in school together now for a few years, 3 years, some obviously four, but yet it seems like they're able to organize like they've never been able to organize before.
And I think that's one of the key things to this. One of the things holding this back before was what the people that ran the sport didn't have to worry about these players because, well, they're only going to be there a year, 2 years, 3 years, at the most four. And we'll have another group of players to deal with, and there will be no organization. Now, for whatever reason, the reasons I mentioned were too compelling, they are organizing. And so they realize that they are not only the supply, they are the demand. If they don't take the field, there isn't any games. And if we get that far, it's going to be very interesting that opening day, whenever it is, it looks like the Big Ten is going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Labor Day weekend, at least. Big 12 maybe as well, that, you know, what kind of, I don't want to say demonstrations, just, you know, what kind of acts are going to be, you know, are going to be organized by the players because they've organized this far. And what will that further roil the country when, you know, let's just keep our focus on the prize and getting rid of the virus and getting on to playing football.
Yeah, can you imagine if they were able to pull off, and I don't think they would be able to, but who knows, if they pulled off a walkout or something like that nationwide?
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but it's on the table. It almost happened in 1992 at the Final Four, and myself and others have written about it. We all know Sonny Vaccaro, the old Nike marketing agent. He told me that they're 10 minutes away from a sit-down strike, a tip-off. He wouldn't tell me the teams, but you could kind of figure them out from that year. But he said that was going on over the same issues, by the way.
Dennis Dodd joining us on the show. Well, Dennis, then, well, what do the schools do? Because do you pay them, and then do you say, well, if we're paying you, then you're gonna be taxed like a 1099 employee will, and you're also gonna have to pay for your school in here. I mean, how this could get very ugly here over
well,
a course of time.
Well, that's the fallacy about this whole thing. NIL, the way it's written, not one dime is going to come from the schools. In fact, head coaches and ADs are welcoming in social media companies and asking them, how do I maximize the earning power of my players? Because that's something they can sell in recruiting. So that it's not going to affect the budgets at all. Now, people are worried about, you know, entitlement. We're way past that. When we build these kids up to be five stars, and then people like Urban Meyer have said for years, it's recruiting them, and then you have to de-recruit them. You have to deprogram them to tell them, now you've got to earn it. So is it going to make a difference if some guy, Trevor Lawrence, is earning $1 million in the locker room? Not if he wins. Kyler Murray made $5 million, signed a $5 million bonus with the A's, won the Heisman Trophy, and led Oklahoma to the playoffs. That locker room stayed together.
So
you know, if they ended up blowing up the model, let's say maybe it's next year, 5 years down the road.
Yeah.
Do you think fans would still embrace college football? We've always had.
Yeah. No, I do. I've said that for years. You could put 22 chickens out there in Ohio State and Michigan jerseys, and people would pay $50 a ticket to watch them peck around. I mean, it really doesn't matter. You know, it's. The quarterback's making $20,000. The center's making nothing. Is that gonna have more scrutiny on these players?
Right. Well, I just mean we've romanticized. You know, we know that the band and the cheerleaders. We've romanticized the idea that they're on campus going to the same places we did to study in the quad. Like, obviously, that's not really been the case for many athletes. Justin Fields is virtual. He's not even stepping foot on campus.
Right.
For what it seems. I just wonder, if it became minor league football as opposed to college, would that be as popular?
Well, define minor league football.
Meaning if the players got paid, okay, and it looked like a professional sport, only it wouldn't be at the level of the NFL, and while they still wore the jerseys of Michigan and Ohio State, it didn't seem like college football the way it does today.
Yes, for the reasons I just mentioned. And if you want to talk about players being paid, I just gave you the Kyler Murray example.
Mm-hmm.
The long snapper at LSU, Blake Ferguson, good kid, put away money. He told me he made $12,000 a year in cost of attendance, scholarship checks, and other earnings that he got for being an athlete. An SEC coach told me a few years ago his players made 20. There were players on his campus that made the same money, $24,000 a year, $96,000 total. Now, what they do with it is another thing. But if that doesn't professionalize them, I don't know what does. And we're still going to tailgates. We're still screaming our heads off. We're still setting record ratings. I don't think it would make much difference at all.
What about for the – you know, I've been watching Last Chance U every single season.
Yeah.
And some of it, Dennis, like I find myself pleading with some of these kids, go to class, please, please. And then I'm going, you know what? Like if I got a job, if I were out of high school and somebody would have said, hey, Ken, you can be on the radio mornings in Cleveland, go right on ahead and go ahead and do so. I would have done it. I would have done it. I didn't need to go to high school. I didn't need to go take math and all the other stuff in college. And I'm looking at some of these guys and I'm begging them and going, why? Why don't they just get a chance to go play some professional football in America or even in Canada and just get a chance? Like, is there a chance we could take it to where, all right, this kid's good enough from high school where – you know what? We're gonna give him a shot with the big boys. If he's got his druthers, we're gonna go ahead and give him a shot because he wants that shot. Is there a chance that could ever happen?
Yeah, I think there's a big argument for it. I mean, this arbitrary 3-year rule before you can come out and be a professional in football is a function of the National Football League Players Association because they don't want that glut of talent on the market taking their jobs at an earlier age. The other part of that. Is the NFL, it's long been speculated, or I guess talked about, that the NFL should, you know, they you know, profit off this talent in the college game that they basically don't put any money into. You know, that why can't they support a minor league? Why can't, you know, we've seen, NFL Europe collapse. We've seen these other leagues collapse. If the NFL was behind it, and they paid decent money, sort of like the G League model, I guess now. There may be something to that. But the problem with that is the top talent, the top way you're going to be seen, the best way to get on film is still to play major college football. And that's going to take a sea change for that to change.
By Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama. I know LSU won it all last year, but are you bored by their dominance of the sport?
Yeah, that's a good question. People are asking me this week, is it going to be the same old schools no matter what? And I go, yes, it is. If they play 5 games or 10, it's going to be those schools. I don't know if I'm bored by it. They're really, really good and fun to watch. But, you know, I don't want to say it's the same teams in the NFL. The Chiefs were different. You know, the Ravens look different. And it isn't the same as college football. But I like seeing that excellence. Now, can somebody else get up there? Doubtful. I mean, there's been 6 years of this thing. 6 years. 24 slots. 11 teams have played for it. We could sit here and name them off the top of our head. You know who the outlier was? Yeah, the new school was last year? LSU. I would hardly think of them as a newbie.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I do mean real quick. Say there is no college football season, and all of a sudden it's like, man, all these schools are losing all this money. Could that exacerbate that? Because I would still see Ohio State having a lot of funding more than anybody else, Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson, that type of thing. Could that just make the chasm even wider for some people?
Yeah, I think so. People want to say there'd be more parity. Why don't you open up the playoff, make it bigger this year? Georgia, for example, has a $100 million reserve fund. They're going to be able to make it through this. Now, not every school has that. Gene Smith said that Ohio State has $10 million in reserves. That's not much. They'll be able to make it through. But we've already seen, look, you talk about the chasm being wider. UConn is not playing football. I doubt right now they'll ever play football again. They're red ink. They're swimming. They're swimming in it. And it's UConn. I know it's not a major football playing school, but I think we're going to see more that don't play this year. And then how do you, as we've seen with a lot of businesses in the country, then how do you start that back up after you've dropped it? But I think the chasm does become wider, and then that goes back to our argument about a breakaway. I don't think it'll be a breakaway per se. I think there'll be 100 schools, but then they can set their own, you know, their own rules.
Dennis, I mean this sincerely. Every time we have you, it's better and better every single time. I can't thank you enough for the time, buddy. All the best.
Ken, thanks so much.
Dennis Dodd. Dennis Dodd, CBS on Twitter, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We have comments on that. Wow. That's startling.
Guys, clearly rooting for the sport to fail.
Okay, stop. Well, you know what? We're going to do that tomorrow. Up next as well, I have a theory. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.